My name is Dr. Jeffrey Burke. I'm a naturopath and a master herbalist and the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. My show airs Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. here on NBC Sports 920 The Game. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the topics that are relevant for today's world. The shows stream live at 8 a.m., and for those of you that cannot listen live, my shows are always podcast for the on-demand downloads at my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com. The show is sponsored by Stay Healthy Health Food Store, Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer, located at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Smith's Shopping Center. Come in and see what a local retailer can do for you. Great selection, quality products, and amazing prices. The store is open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. I look forward to talking with all of you. Hello and welcome back to the Staying Healthy radio show. I thank you all for taking the time out of your day to stop by, tune in, and walk away with information vital to your good health. Learning the ins and outs about health and nutrition, well, today it's essential. It's not even a luxury anymore. It's priceless to be able to have all that information at your fingertips. One thing we've learned is that there's a lot of misinformation out there as well. So being able to disseminate the good from the bad and, you know, the not so good and the things that we just want to hear from the true to form information, it takes some time. Always search out people that have great information and knowledge, and they have the expertise to be able to give you those tools so that you can make better, wiser, healthier decisions about your further process of getting healthier. Make sure that you take the time to tune into my show. I bring you the best guests in the industry and the movers and the shakers who are bringing us the quality products from the companies that think of us, the consumer, first. And we always make sure that the topics are relevant for today's world. You know, the things we should be talking about that have to do with our lives today. It's great to talk about history, and it's great to talk about where and how the supplementation field has come from and where it is now. But I think what most of us want to know is, you know, how do we deal with the things we're dealing with today? How do we get more up to date? How do we get more relevant? And how do we get our health back on course? Because many of us have taken a deviation. We've taken a sidestep. And, you know, we'll probably be the first to admit that we've gone down some unhealthy roads. But I think a lot of us are starting to come back closer to center, thinking that I need to get myself under control. So always make sure you have the tools and take your questions with you, especially when you go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, I send you there every single day because of all the good things they do for the community. They're your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas. They're in their fourth decade, and the most knowledgeable staff is there every single day to make sure your questions are answered, and all of it in a full-service environment. The best products, the best prices, and overall, just a great experience when you're dealing with something so important as your health. Go to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Remember to print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase at the store at their webpage, stayhealthylasvegas.com. And of course, a thumbs up on Facebook will keep you connected to them every single day. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center, right on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6, and closed on Sunday. Well, today we're going to be talking about garlic. You know, we love garlic. We love it in our food. The wonderful thing is garlic is one of the most amazing supplements if you use it correctly and if you use the right product. Jay Levy is here with us today. He's the director of sales of Wakanaga of America, located in Mission Viejo, California. He is extremely highly educated in the nutritional arena and always a pleasure to have him on the show. He's been in the industry for more than 29 years. I think that's got to be getting close to 30. During this time, he was Southwest Regional Sales Manager working in the Texas area way back in 1989 to 1992. Then he was transferred to California as Western Division Sales Manager until the end of 95. In early 96, he was promoted to National Sales Manager. And in 2003, once again promoted to Director of Sales, a position he currently holds today. Jay's pretty well known for his humorous and captivating talks with health food groups, consumers, and retailers. He's got that extensive experience that we all love in training health food store employees on the technical aspects as well as the benefits of chiolic aged garlic extract. He also has spoken at several international sales meetings in California and abroad, as well as appearing on live television and conducting live radio broadcasts like the one he does with us every month. In addition, Jay has written articles for many health food publications and has become pretty much an icon in the health and nutrition field. Help me welcome my friend, my guest, Jay Levy. Hey there.
Hey, Jeffrey. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing wonderful. Welcome back.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much.
So how's everything in your world, my friend?
I've been traveling this week, and I left Monday morning quite early. And I was heading to the East Coast, and there has been pretty bad thunderstorms all along the eastern seaboard. And my flight was to leave at about 7 a.m. out of San Diego, and it ended up being delayed about 2 hours. And when I was going to make a connection in Charlotte, North Carolina, to go to Providence, Rhode Island, and my flight ended up being delayed almost 7 hours Charlotte to get to Providence, and I end up getting to my hotel room right around 3 a.m. Now, the reason I'm telling you that is, you know, for one, people think business traveling is so exciting and luxurious glamorous, and most of the time it's really not. But my real point in telling you this is when you're busy, when you're traveling, when you're on the go, of course, your diet, your exercise, and your rest are all going to suffer. And that's just part of it. You have to accept that. You have to do the best you can. And in reality, that's what we all have to do every day, just the best we can. And we've talked about many times, you know, when you do the best you can, typically you see some improvements and it becomes encouraging and you try to do even better. But if it wasn't for supplements like chiolic aged garlic extract, chiodophilus, chiogreen, multiple vitamins, it would make trips like this a lot more difficult.
Well, you know, and the other thing we have to remember is, you know, there's a lot of different germs that are on planes. And, you know, if you've ever been to the airport before and you've done some traveling, like I've done a lot, you've traveled as well, you know, a plane flight comes in and then the crew goes down there and they say, we're going down to clean the plane. And in like 3 minutes, they're like, okay, we're boarding. And you're thinking to yourself, what did they do? You know, I mean, what really was it that they did? They just picked up big pieces of paper. But we have to remember, there was a really good article that I just read about the germs that they have on planes, like E. coli and of course, cold and flu and, you know, things that are very prevalent. So, you know, being protected and being a little bit on guard is really, really important. You know, I just got back. I flew back to the East Coast last weekend, and I had a convention that I had to go to. And the two things that I always do when I travel is I put colloidal silver up my nose. You know, I make sure that I squirt it up my nose, you know, so what I'm breathing in, and I triple my garlic consumption because, I mean, I just know that what you're going to be sitting with and around and breathing in, no matter where you are, I don't care if you're in coach, strapped to the wing, or in first class, you're still breathing the same air, you know, so everybody is breathing the same recycled air in there. And if you don't protect yourself, you know, you're going to get sicker. And then you being stuck in an airport for all that time, you know, that's a situation. That's just asking to be sick.
Well, you know, I didn't feel sorry for myself. It's hard not to get frustrated and get down. But once again, if you travel enough, you realize you're not really always in control
True.
Of your own situation and destiny. And that's always a bitter pill to swallow. But that's the truth. And I had read an article, and this has been probably 10 years ago, that some microbiologist took a food tray from a United flight and took it back to the lab and just cultured it. And there were trace amounts, you mentioned E. coli, there were trace amounts of almost every single pathogenic bacteria.
You know, I've read articles where I saw there were meningitis germs,
E.
coli.
No, almost everything.
You know, and that's just scary.
It feels kind of dirty on a plane. I mean, you get it. You know, I just try to do my best, and of course, that's all you can do.
You know, the things I try to get people to do is to, you know, use some silver up their nose, take a lot of garlic, because the garlic really is an amazing product for your immune system. Get up and go for a walk. If you're on a flight longer for an hour, walk to the front, go to the bathroom, whether you have to or not, to prevent clots in your legs. And ask for water. Always stay hydrated on the plane. You know, people are usually drinking sodas and all that kind of stuff. But, I mean, at least ask for a water and drink it down so that you're a little bit more hydrated.
Yeah, well, what's amazing is I just noticed how many people are drinking alcohol on a plane. And
true.
I mean, it's a diuretic, just so many things about it. Not that I don't have any issue with people drinking alcohol. I just always find it interesting, like you say, when people are on a plane, when you should be drinking water.
You know, the thing about the garlic that I was actually talking with somebody on the plane, and, you know, it was a long flight because I had to go from here to, on the way home, I was going from Chicago back to here, and I went from Columbus. And so I was talking to her, and she was talking about vitamins and nutrition, and, you know, she started talking about what she was using, and I said, you have a really good program. Where's your garlic? And she said, well, I use it in my cooking all the time. And I said, well, that's great. It's a great seasoning. It's a great flavor. And we started talking, and I swear we ended up talking about the Kyolic line for like half hour. And she was at the end, and she goes, how did I miss that? And I said, you know, I think some people just, they the way they look at their supplements, they concentrate on the multiples and the things like that. And, you know, some of the things that can make the biggest difference are the things that, like, you didn't think about.
Well, you know, it's interesting you say that, Jeffrey, because I spoke with a lady sitting next to me from Newark to Phoenix yesterday, and we discussed kyolic and garlic, and she knew a little bit about the health benefits of garlic and stuff, and was a nutritional supplement taker, but had never heard of kyolic, didn't really shop at health food stores. She got it from a doctor's office. But, you know, I'm sitting there thinking, you know, when you're traveling, you're of course your diet's gonna be a little bit different than it normally is. But that's really when it's most important to, you know, bolster your nutrition with supplementation. It's convenient, it's the right thing to do, and, you know, you're not gonna get the nutrition you need when you're traveling.
I wonder what a lot of people think when they think about using it in their food versus using it in supplement. There is a big difference, and I love the way that you describe the difference of using garlic in your food and taking the kyolic.
Yeah. Well, once again, you know, Jeffrey, I'm like you. I don't really like to discourage people from eating raw fresh garlic. I mean, it's just it's raw fresh garlic is a good thing to eat. It's a good thing to incorporate into your diet, but to really get the health benefits from eating raw fresh garlic, it's really difficult to do, because when you consume too much raw fresh garlic, you actually can do damage to the body. You know, we've talked about on the show before that raw fresh garlic is called nature's antibiotic. Well, anti means against, biotic means life. You really don't want to consume too much of anything on a daily basis that's against life. You know, it actually can oxidize not only bad bacteria, but good bacteria. So eating too much raw, fresh garlic, it damages your microbiota. It can also oxidize blood cells, all kinds of things, if you do too much. Now, most of the time when people are eating garlic, they're sautéing it, cooking it, and that completely changes it. There are really no dangers in eating too much cooked garlic, but raw fresh garlic, to eat too much. And once again, I mean, why do you think that when you consume raw fresh garlic that you repeat it, you burp it, you get, you know, a little acid reflux, you get a little heartburn, you get it? If you do too much of it, just try it. I implore anybody just to try it. And most people, that's what happens. And when I say too much, it really doesn't take too much to get to that point.
You know, I find that this time of the year now that we're going into, I mean, we're still, 115 degrees out here in Las Vegas, but I mean, it's, believe it or not, they're already saying, get ready for flu and cold season is going to hit earlier this year. You know, and I think that one of the things that I try to make sure that people do is prepare themselves a little bit early, but we still have that human trait of waiting until there's a problem before we focus. And we don't do as well on the prevention. We do much better on medicinal, getting rid of annoying symptoms, rather than preparing our body to maybe possibly never go down that symptomatic road. You know, so when I talk with everybody about Kyolic, the one thing I usually talk to them about, you know, is the prevention avenue. And I know we're going to be talking about the Kyo Green today, but I just wanted to say real quick, you know, prevention with this product, long-term use is amazing, but prevention is really, really important. And I think garlic really shines when you're using it on a preventive basis.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny you say that you know, we're already starting to prepare for the immune season. It seems to me, and it could just be the Western diet, the environmental toxins that we're exposed to, the stress that we're all exposed to. It could be many different things, but it seems to me that immune is something that is now, and it always really has been in reality, it's 365 days a year. If your immunity is not working properly, it doesn't matter whether there's snow on the ground, it's 115 or whatever, you're going to have issues. So you couldn't be more correct in saying if we can bolster our body, build it up, and prevent, we're absolutely on the road to better health.
I did want to say that I got to see the new labeling and everything on the Kyo Green, and they're beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
We put
a lot of time into it. And, you know, we're an interesting company. You know, I mean, I know you know this, Jeffrey, and you do a great job of talking about it. But, you know, it's difficult for a consumer to know, you know, which companies are really the quality companies, which companies really do their due diligence, which companies, you know, are pharmaceutically grade certified, TGA certified, ISO certified, I don't know, most companies probably, maybe it's the company's fault for not doing a good enough job of letting consumers know, but you know which companies are quality in the industry. And you know, to me, just that alone would make me want to take a look at the company, take a look at the products, because, you know, they're doing it right. And I just don't know if the information is out there that the consumer can really find.
You know, and I think that's very, very true. And I think we have to try things on our own because, how do I say this? Even with some of the best lines that are out there, the top of the line, we are all different and we do respond differently. And, you know, I saw something on Facebook the other day. It says, don't judge your healthy progress at your beginning versus someone else's middle. Because if somebody else has been doing something healthy for a long time and they've been doing it, let's say, 3 months and you're just starting, you can't judge your feedback and the benefits you're getting by someone who's 90 days ahead of you because their body has already started to adjust. They're already getting benefits and you're getting started. And they may have started very quickly and got noticeable changes and now they've leveled off and you may start slow and then all start escalating toward benefits. We just have to get the information, listen to the quality information, talk to people that have really good educational information to share with us, and then we just have to, the contest is only between us and ourselves. That's it.
That's exactly right. However, like you said, you can't help but kind of compare yourself to others.
I know.
Compare yourself by others. I think it's just human nature.
Sure.
And sometimes we learn from that, too. And I know I do. You know, I see what other people are doing and talk to them and find out what works for them. And then I try it, and if it works, I incorporate it into my, you know, daily habits.
But don't you think patience is a virtue that a lot of us weren't in line for the day that they handed it out?
Yeah, I would say. Unfortunately, I would say that's probably most all of us. And once again, that could be a byproduct of today's society. Just you know, go, stress, more. That's probably, you know, that certainly, that type of mindset doesn't lend itself to patience.
Now, this Kyo Green line, I remember when this was really, really hot. We talked about it all the time. And then I don't know how I got away from it, but all I know is that I'm just so glad that it's upfront and personal again. And I'm seeing a lot of the advertisements for it. So I know a lot of people will be really, really happy and getting reminded. They might have forgot about it, but I'll tell you what, it's beautiful. And how about a little background on the Kyo Green?
Yeah. Well, you know, it's actually been on the market for 30 years.
I know.
And the original base blend of Kyogreen is a combination of barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, kelp, and brown rice. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of people think, oh, well, there's wheat in it. Well, you know, but it's young barley and young wheat before gluten's able to form. So their products are gluten-free, they're vegan, they're non-GMO, all the things that consumers are looking for. These products have been that way forever, but it was just, you know, now has all that information really kind of been pushed to the forefront. After 30 years, I've tried almost every green product that comes out, and, you know, we're not super aggressive with marketing. We're not super aggressive with new products. We have, you know, four basic categories, kind of specialty products, kind of niche, that we're you know, of top quality. And what I really think is so good about Kyogreen, and most people, it's kind of like buying an inexpensive garlic product. People hear that it's good for you. They go out on the shelf and they buy the least expensive one. They take it. They smell like garlic. They repeat it. And then they say, oh, all garlics are the same. You know, I don't need garlic. Well, the green products are a bit like that also. You know, a lot of them don't mix well in water or juice. You know, they clump up. They turn brown, they oxidize, and they just really don't taste that good. But with Kyogreen, it is absolutely the best-tasting green product on the market. We don't add any sugar. We don't add anything to mask just the natural flavors. And what I like about it so much, it mixes so well and dissolves so well in water juice. And once again, just the mouthfeel, the texture of it, the way it feels in your mouth, the way it goes down, it feels clean, it feels fresh. And to me, when I think of green products, you know, even if you're eating the healthiest of diets, you still need to supplement with green products. And what I like so much about products like Kyogreen is, you know, they're not particularly high in any single nutrient. They've got a real balanced nutritional profile, all the minerals that you need. And as you know, we're not getting the minerals we need anymore from our diet, so we can all use a little more supplementation, but not mega doses of anything. And every single vitamin is in there, just nice, balanced, low doses of everything. And that's really what I like about this product.
Now, one thing I want people to remember is that with the Kyogreen, you still get to take your garlic at the same time. They're different, but work well together.
Jeffrey, I'm so glad you brought that up, because just the prefix Kyo, K-Y-O, you know, we of course, before we had Kyogreen and Kyodophilus, we had Kyolic, and Kyolic was already relatively popular. So we decided to take that prefix KYO and use it on our green products and our probiotics. And unfortunately, we did a nice job of confusing the consumer. And a lot of consumers think when they see that prefix KYO that it's garlic and greens or garlic and probiotics. And no, there's no aged garlic extract in any of the Kyogreen products, no aged garlic extract in any of the Kyodophilus products. But, you know, Kyolic is still such a well-known brand that, you know, in the beginning it made a lot of sense. I'm not so sure it makes as much sense now.
Who are candidates for the Kyogreen? Because I know some vegans and some vegetarians that have brought greens into their diet, even though they eat a really, really good vegetarian and vegan diet. It seems like anybody can benefit from the greens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. There is no real person that doesn't need it. Even like that's what I was saying. Even somebody that eats super well, it's just a nice way. And you know, it's odd. Greens are a bit like garlic. They're a little bit polarizing. Some people, just because it's green, whether it's broccoli or whatever, are have an aversion to green foods. And once again, green foods are some of the healthiest foods on the planet. As you know, foods with color typically tend to be a little bit more nutritious. I would say it's for everybody. And once again, the beauty is if you're at work, you know, if you have a glass of water on your desk, you can, you know, put a teaspoon of a green powder. We now offer a single serve stick pack of Kyo Green that, you know, you can easily take with you, whether you're going to the gym, going to work, whatever, going to school, whatever it is you're doing, you know, you can have it. You can add it to your smoothie in the morning. It's just got a nice, easy to drink flavor. When people ask me the thing I can equate it to the most is like drinking green tea. If you think green tea, then you have no problem drinking the green products.
You know, and there are people out there that for whatever reason, green just seems to be an offensive color. You know, they don't, but you have tablets. I mean, that is so much, that's easy too.
Absolutely. You know, we try to make it as you know, easy as possible. You know, it's funny that I guess maybe it goes back to with a tablet, you don't have to taste it, you know, going down. So, and maybe that's kind of the difference between a consumer that would, you know, buy the aged garlic extract liquid and squirt it down the throat as opposed to somebody that wants to take a capsule. Yes, you're not going to taste as much. You know, with green powder drink mixes, you still have to digest them, but they're already pretty well broken down. It's in a liquid format, so you assimilate the nutrients a little bit quicker. You know, there are just so many conveniences when it's in a liquid form. However, once again, you know, if people are afraid of it then and not going to take it, then you got to find a way that you know, it's palatable and people can take it.
We're talking with Jay Levy today, and we're talking about the line of products from Kyolic. Of course, the whole line is always available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store every day. We're talking about the new Kyo Green, new meaning, new formula, not new formulation, but new packaging, and just a nice new campaign to bring it back out again so everybody can say, oh, my God, I forgot all about that. Well, it is definitely at Stay Healthy. So get your greens going, get your greens on, and look at the Kyo Green from Kyolic. We'll be right back with Jay. Hello, this is Jeffrey Burke, the host of the Staying Healthy radio show. I've been recommending Kyolic aged garlic extract to people for many years now, actually decades. With over 700 peer-reviewed published scientific papers on everything from immune function to cholesterol, homocysteine, high blood pressure, and overall cardioprotective effects. Organic and odorless Kyolic aged garlic extract is the only truly odorless garlic supplement guaranteed not to upset your stomach or give you that embarrassing garlic odor. Available in capsules, tablet, and liquid. With many different formulas, choose the one that's right for you and for your individual healthcare needs. So do what I do. Eat right, exercise, get plenty of rest, and take Kyolic aged garlic extract. Your heart will love it. Available at Stay Healthy Health Food Store here in Las Vegas, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. You can also get more information at www.kyolic.com. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, Lou Paradise had the same problems that you have. He cured his pain. He eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take our word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt, and we want to help. We're so sure that Toprasin will work for you that we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho at Charleston. Ask for Toprasin and visit Stay Healthy today. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you will ever need. And you can sleep on that.
Have you cleaned your filter lately? You know, your liver, your body's living filter. If you eat, drink, or breathe, then support your liver with Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare, available at Stay Healthy on South Rancho Drive in Las Vegas. Developed in 1955, Liver Care, known internationally as Liv52, has been clinically proven in 182 published clinical trials and supports the liver's function when it's challenged by toxins in our food, water, air, and over-the-counter medications. For cleaning up your act, liver care is just as important as an apple a day. And you can find it at Stay Healthy, 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Shopping Center. Call 877-2494. That's 877-2494. Liver Care by Himalaya Herbal Healthcare. Available at Stay Healthy. For quality products, knowledgeable staff, and memorable service, come to Stay Healthy, where we promote wellness.
All right, we're back. I want to remind you to head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Stay Healthy, your one-stop full-service location for everything health and nutrition. They're also Las Vegas' oldest independent health food retailer in their fourth decade here in the Valley. Go in to Stay Healthy and meet the most knowledgeable staff. The best customer service is something you'll experience every time you go in. And, of course, awesome, great prices every single day. Go in and see what a full-service store is about so you can actually enjoy the great information and also choose from the best of the best in every category. Make sure to check out the full line of products from Kyle and Garlic every day at Stay Healthy. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7, Saturdays, 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Well, today Jay Levy is here, and we are talking about the Kyolic line, and we've been talking about the Kyo Green. Somebody just chimed in on the break, Jay, and they were saying, you know, if I have my smoothie every morning, is that a good place to put the greens?
Absolutely. Perfect. Perfect place to do it. Won't impact the flavor in any negative way whatsoever, and will just add nutrition.
That's what I figured. You know, I think it's a really good place also when you're getting the kids ready for school in the morning and you're making their smoothie and they're putting their favorite fruit and almond milk and protein and everything. It's just a good place to put it all at the same time. You know, they're leaving the house with a little bit more than what they were getting before.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's a quick, easy way to do it. No doubt about it. You know, as a matter of fact, it couldn't be any more convenient. When we rebranded, repackaged the new Kyo Green, which you mentioned. We've also launched two new products. One of them I already mentioned is just a single-serve stick pack of 20 stick packs of the Kyo Green just for convenience for people on the go. But we've also launched a Kyo Green Sprouts blend, and it's the base Kyo Green blend, the barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella kelp, brown rice, but we've added an organic sprouts blend of close to about 15 different sprouts, from quinoa to millet to buckwheat to garbanzo beans, lentils, azuki, flax, sunflower, pumpkin, chia, sesame, broccoli, all these good sprouts, which are absolutely nutritious, good for the body, helps with digestion. It's a gentle prebiotic for the body, just kind of for total body wellness.
You know, I think this is one of those things when we start thinking about, you know, getting more bang for the buck, but also using and making choices that give us more than just maybe one benefit. You know, a good multiple vitamins, some probiotics, you know, enzymes, all that stuff is really good. But then you start looking at things like the Kyo Green and the Kyolic Garlic, and these are products that bring you numerous and varied benefits in a lot of different areas. So, you know, we're getting a lot of good feedback and a lot of good body feedback. So that's important.
Yeah, well, for good nutrition, once again, like you just said, it doesn't just improve one function of the body. It improves the whole body, from immunity to digestion to giving you, energy and a sense of well-being. It does all kinds of things, absolutely.
You know, I was talking with Marge yesterday, and she said to make sure that we also talked about the Formula 101 for reasons that a lot of people may not know. The B1 that's in there is really effective this time of the year when people are outside and they're in areas where there's a lot of mosquitoes and they're camping. That smell that those bugs just don't really like comes through our skin. We can't smell it, but they sure can smell it. So it's a nice deterrent, but at the same time, all the other benefits.
Absolutely. B vitamins have a particular odor that bugs don't like, but of course garlic does too, and aged garlic does too. We actually, in Sweden, they have a product it's seasonal, that they promote, and it's a kyolic product. It's not kyolic, it's aged garlic extract, they call it something different there, but they promote for summertime because there they have mosquitoes and ticks and fleas, and it's promoted just for that exact reason. And you know, we don't have any clinical evidence of this, but it's, you know, a fairly well-known fact that B vitamins and garlic, you know, will repel mosquitoes, ticks, fleas, and pesky bugs like that.
I sure wish I would have known about it when I was a kid. I grew up in Michigan and, you know, way out in the country, and I'm telling you what, mosquitoes, they just love me.
Yeah. Well, in the wintertime, you don't have to worry about it. That's
no,
for sure.
That's for darn sure. Now, this comes up every show, but I think it's important for people too, because I get asked by people all the time. They say, I go in to stay healthy. I'm used to using one formula. Then I try another formula. Then I try another formula. Is it okay to bounce around the line? And I said, yes, because the common denominator is exactly the same.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I think it's a good way to do it. And it's funny how we're all creatures of habit and we tend to, you know, buy the same thing every time. And I think it's a good idea to kind of switch around just to, if not anything, just see how you feel taking something different. I mean, you may like something better and you don't know until you try it.
You know, the wonderful thing about your formulations is that they can still have the common denominator. And I was using your formula the other day to somebody. I was explaining something, and I was trying to explain it so they understood it. And I said, are you familiar with Kyalic? And she goes, yes. And I said, although you have a lot of formulas, I said, you are getting one common denominator in all the products. And she said, I get that. I said, but if you read each individual label, they have added things to it to kind of direct it toward different situations, to kind of give it a little bit of a GPS to kind of get it to those individual areas. And it just made more sense. And she understood it at that point in time. She goes, so I can't really make a bad mistake with the garlic. I said, no, you can't.
Well, interestingly enough, we have some data showing when, and you've spoken about it many, many times and are a real proponent of this, of using the liquid aged garlic extract topically, from dropping it in your ears to your nose to you know, even, of course, lots of people, you know, just you know, put it straight in their mouth and swallow it. Mm-hmm. But we have some data that shows that, like, when you drop it in your ear, it actually attracts immune cells to that spot. Mm-hmm. to do its job, repair, and work to that exact site where, you know, where you put the liquid aged garlic extract, which I thought was really interesting. I'll try to dig that up. I know it's some old data, but it was really interesting.
I always take the Kyalic with me when I travel, and I usually take the liquid with me too, because, you know, we talk about for earaches for me. And usually I have a bag that goes underneath the plane, so I take the full size of everything. But this time it was a very quick trip, so I had to take a small bag, and I took it on. So, of course, I have small bottles of things that I use when I just go on the plane, and a small little dropper bottle that was like 2 ounces. So I have those ready to go when I'm on the plane, because I'll take the full size with me under the plane when I'm going to be there for a longer time. But, you know, it was just when I got to Ohio, it was just very, very humid, and my right ear was just, you know, you know that feeling when you're used to getting earaches, you know the sensation. It's kind of like a toothache or the beginning of a headache. If you're listening to your body, you can feel it. So I got there. I was only there overnight, and so I put garlic in my one ear, put the garlic in the other ear, because I usually do them both, and I was perfectly fine the next morning, and I know I caught something that would have been worse had I not had it with me. So, you know, I don't want to travel without it, and the people that I've turned on to it, they don't want to either. You know, so you want to make sure that you're preparing yourself. So just in case, because I'll tell you, I did that route one time. I had gone to a very, very small area, and I was looking for the Kyalic garlic liquid. And it took me like 5 or 6 stores driving all over the city to try to find. I finally found it, but I've never forgot it ever since.
Yeah, well, you know, people think, too, that, you know, when you're going somewhere, you forget all the things that you do at home or do on a daily basis. And, you know, I think, and I've said this many times before talking to our research and development staff, you know, the key is you want to keep the blood concentration levels of the active sulfhydryl compounds in your body at all times. So, you know, it's not so important that you, take 5 grams or 7 grams or take mega doses, just that you take it every single day. And if you can be consistent with it, then you can see results.
You know, the other part of this, somebody just chimed in and she said, do I have to take the Kyo Green with a meal or with a smoothie? Can I just mix it in juice or water and drink it and be on my way?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. I you know, have it on my desk right now. I do it first thing in the morning, and I kind of sip on it, you know, all morning long. Absolutely. No, don't have to have it with food. Don't have to have it, you know, in any way. It's a green powder drink mix that you can drink anytime. Now, you know, some people do notice a little bit of energy from doing it, so I don't know that I would do it before going to bed. But besides that, you know, it's a personal preference and no problem.
What do they sweeten it with?
It's not sweetened with anything.
That's what I wanted you to say.
Yeah, no, free of GMO, soy, gluten, dairy, tree nuts, sodium, yeast, colors, flavors, and sugars.
That's what I wanted
now,
to hear.
Now, there, you know, in complex carbohydrates, there are some sugars. So, right. So nothing added. But in barley and wheat, there are natural sugars, of course. You know, but that's a little different than what we're talking about, actually.
Well, you know, because it is a really good taste, and it's really smooth tasting. And you know, we have to admit, you know, we've been around a long time, so we've gone through the gamut of greens that were, really hard to get down. You know, that you got them all mixed up and you took that first taste and you're thinking, oh my goodness, I have this whole glass to drink, and we fight it every inch of the way. But this is very smooth, very clean, very fresh, very enjoyable. And I never thought I'd use those words with greens.
Well, Jeffrey, you know, it's funny. Most of the products out there really aren't good tasting, like you say. And what I think is interesting, and you know, not bagging on any particular company, because there are some brands that do a really good job of promoting in that category. But to me, it's odd when now there's chocolate flavored greens and berry flavored greens, and I understand, you know, they're trying to appeal more to a broader audience and stuff. But if you have to do that to your product to get people to take it, for me, there's just a fundamental problem. And I know you and I have this. We've had this discussion, and we don't need to go into it. But it's like gummies. It's like, you know, if you have to get your nutrition from a piece of candy, there's something intuitively wrong about that to me. And gummies are a big seller. I don't mean to be picking on that, but I mean, if you have to flavor a natural product like a green powder drink mix with chocolate or a berry flavor, to me, you're hiding something. The flavor's not good. You're masking it. You're doing something.
Let me ask you a question. What about children that just came in? She says, I make smoothies for my kids every day, and they're 4, 5, and 6, and I put fruit, and they kind of help me in the kitchen, and they like to spoon in the chia seeds and all that stuff. Can I add the greens for kids that young?
Absolutely. I mean, how many kids are really eating a daily dose of their vegetables? You know, absolutely. Here's a good way. Now, they're not going to get, you know, all the vegetables they need from a teaspoon of a green powder drink mix, but they're certainly headed in the right direction and a way to get some to incorporate it into your diet.
Mm-hmm. You know, the other thing is, you know, if you are using the greens in the powdered form and maybe you don't feel as comfortable taking the powder with you, I'm just going to remind people about the tablets that are available. How do you equate the tablets to the powder dosage-wise?
Dosage-wise, on the tablets, you need to take 6 a day to get the 2-gram daily serving.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and once again, that's a little bit of a problem for people, too.
Yeah.
You know, but it doesn't have to be 6 all at one time. It can be, you know, 2 couple times a day, or you know, I mean, you can do it in a different way. But absolutely, tablets, you know, you can't just take one and expect it to get the same benefits.
Now, when you start using these, oh, here's a good question just came in. It said, empty stomach or with food, do you take it around meals? Does it really matter? It seems like it's pretty versatile.
Yeah, pretty versatile. You can take it on empty stomach. You can take it with food. You can take it with meals, between meals, after meals, however you want to do it.
That's great.
I don't say that with everything, but I have said many times on the show, you know, I think it's personal preference. There are certain nutrients that you do need to, you know, be a little bit more careful about when and how you take them. But for most of our products, with the exception of the Chiodophilus, which we recommend, you know, after a meal, because your pH goes up, you become less acidic. I tend to kind of think of my supplements as food. So I tend to, you know, do it with my meal after a meal, basically.
Mm-hmm. Does your body ever get used to taking greens?
Well, you know, there's no side effects. There's only benefits. Mm-hmm. So, meaning, do you need to increase the dosage,
or back away?
When you say get used to, what do you mean exactly? Do you stop?
What I mean, yeah.
If you've taken it for so long,
yeah. Do you have to stop? Because I mean, I look at it this way: our bodies are designed to eat lots and lots of greens and fruits and vegetables. That's what our body wants, but we don't do it. So when you start giving it these beautiful greens powders, you know, and your body starts reacting to it, of course, your body's going to escalate its healthy balance by running on this great fuel every day. Do we have to back off once in a while, or do we get the luxury of just staying on it?
From what I've seen in the last 30 years, no issues with having to, dose up or dose down or not take it. But I think naturally people just do that. Mm-hmm. You know, I think, once again, like I said, what our R&D staff said, that these types of products, it's consistency is really what matters the most. But there are times when I'll go, okay, this weekend I'm just going to do a washout. I'm not going to take any supplements. I may notice a bit of difference in my energy levels and stuff, but to do that every now and then, of course, is no problem. Or to switch it up to try a different formula, a different product, to do that, no problem.
You know, it's fun to talk about this line because, you know, it's something that a lot of people could add in and notice something dramatically different. Most people, when I do a consultation with them and we're going through their supplements, and if I recommend the Kyolic, you know, they'll tell me things that have changed. Because when you've been on the same program for a long time, you know the way your body reacts, or you've just taken for granted at that point that it just, we're kind of on autopilot, you know, taking the same things every day. And when you bring something new in, if it reacts well with your body, all of a sudden things are different. You can't maybe put your finger on it, but then you realize that it could be either the blending combination of what you added with what you're using, or it is that individual nutrient just doing something that your body's not familiar with. And so many people say, you know, I started using this last year, like September, October. I went all the way through the season, never got sick. Or I use it during allergy season and I didn't have any allergy symptoms this year. Or, you know, I'm traveling and everybody else is sick and I'm not. You know, or my breathing and my respiratory system is better, or my blood pressure's gone down, or my blood sugar is better, or my cholesterol's better. I mean, I love to hear the feedback because I know what it is because it's the only thing they've added.
Yeah, well, Jeffrey, we you know, by talking to the audience and by taking calls and questions, and you know, we've heard many, many times that people saying, once I incorporated aged garlic extract, the Kyolic, into my regime, into my diet, you know, I didn't get sick this year. My friends all got sick, and I didn't. What was it? You know, and you know exactly what it was.
Mm-hmm. I think that, you know, if we would just listen to our bodies a little bit more. They really do talk to us. Well, I think sometimes they scream at us. And I think we, you know, it's like having squealing brakes on your car and you have a really crazy day and you just turn the radio up and you're just like, not today. I can't do this today. You know, and I think when our body starts yelling at us, we turn the music up louder because we're like, nope, I can't deal with this today. You know, until it really just kind of gets us to the point where we don't have a choice but to make a change or start to focus. Because I think our bodies do tell us what's going on, good and bad.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it's just like what we mentioned, you know, in today's society with all the environmental toxins, with stress, with the lifestyles that we're living,
uh-huh.
there's so much chatter going on in our head all the time, from social media to all these demands on our time and on our you know, lives, that, you know, you do need to stop and take time to put proper nutrition in the body. extremely important. You know, I said it last night to my son. Your wealth is your health. And my son's going to be 21 in November, and he's burning the candle at both ends. He's working, he's going to school, he's partying, and he's thinking he's invincible. And all of a sudden, he came down with something. Thought it was mono. Went to the doctor. Thank goodness it wasn't mono. He was having some throat issues. And this just happened in the last couple of weeks. Got an antibiotic prescription. Took it for a couple of days. Started feeling better. So he stopped. So my wife and I were both going, well, you know, it's not great to take antibiotics, but when you're taking them, probably not good to stop either. Started feeling better. Went back to staying up late, getting up early, pushing too hard, and of course it came right back and came back with a vengeance, you know. I don't like to do this to my kids. To, you know, well, see, I told you so. You should have listened to mom and dad. But you know, when you're 57, it's like the insurance commercial. We've seen it. We've done it. We know, and that's how we know. It's not that parents are so smart. Because we're not. We've just seen it and done it before. And that happens with maturity and age for most people.
Been there, done that.
Yeah, exactly. You learn because you made those mistakes.
Uh-huh. I was talking to some teenagers one day about a year or so ago, and they were talking about this. And they're like, you don't understand that. I said, really? I said, we're the ones that started that. I said, don't even think that you're doing new things. We've done it all. Been there, fell down, got back up, fell down again. I said, we did all that. This is nothing new. I said, you're just putting your own spin on something that we already did.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Now, times change a little bit. I'm
sure.
Not saying that, and, you know, but still, you know, we're. Well, anyway, enough about parenting. We're really talking about nutrition here, and you know, you can't. I don't care how young you are, how old you are,
right,
how good a physical condition you are. You can't push. You can't, you know, work on 5-6 hours of sleep every night, not eat a good diet, not exercise, and expect to be running properly. It just doesn't work that way.
Well, I want to thank you, my friend. What a great conversation today. I hope you have a super weekend, and I look forward to our chat next month. It's always a great day when I open up the book and I see that you're coming on.
Hi, Jeffrey. It's always a pleasure. Really enjoy talking to you. The time just flies by.
Have a great day, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Be well. My guest today, Jay Levy, representing Kyolic Garlic. Of course, the full line of Kyolic Garlic products available at Stay Healthy Every Day. Don't forget to check out the Kyo Green. They are available. Yeah, beautiful new packaging. Boy, they look good, and they taste great as well. Stay Healthy Health Food Store, your oldest independent health food retailer in Las Vegas in their fourth decade in the Valley. You'll find them at 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center on the northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Open Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays 9 to 6. They're closed on Sunday. Check out their webpage. Print a $5 off coupon to use on your next $50 purchase. Just go to StayHealthyLasVegas.com. I want to thank everyone for taking the time for stopping by today and throughout the week and throughout the months and the many, many years that I've had people listening in. I've had some people that have been with me for over 34, 33, 34, 35 years now. So I thank you for that, because I love this platform, because I think it's all about information. It always has been, but I think today more than any other time, you know, with all the misinformation out there and all the fingertip information that we have available to us every day, you know, we don't get those filters to be able to screen out good versus bad and miss versus positive. And, you know, we have to be able to get good resources. So I bring you the best guest in the industry every day. I bring you the topics that are relevant every day. I make sure that we've got the good information so that you can make those really wise, decisive, healthy decisions about your health. And then you can educate your own self and then have those discussions with your medical practitioners. You know, I think they're always kind of surprised when their patients are really knowledgeable. And I just think it's a wonderful thing, because we need to be responsible and we need to be educated and we need to know about our health. And when you get a diagnosis or you get a health problem, you need to know about it. So hopefully we'll talk about that here. Remember, you can always, courtesy of Lotus Broadcasting and my awesome producers who make my shows available on podcast, go to my webpage, drjeffreyburke.com, click on the archive icon, and you can download any of the shows. They're always available for you on demand for you to be able to listen to when it's convenient for you. And I just love being able to do that, because it's all about teaching ourselves more. And you may have a friend you were talking with, having lunch or dinner with, talking about something that we talk about here. And you could say, you know, go to Jeff's webpage, download the podcast from Tuesday, Wednesday, or whatever. And they can listen to the show, and then maybe they'll take away some great information. And wouldn't that be a good thing that you were the one that paid that information forward? Because we're all in the same boat. You know, none of us are getting out of here alive, you know, so we might as well do everything we can do to be as healthy as we can while we're here, and maybe slow down some of the progressive unhealthy things coming in our direction. And then also get the realization that, you know, we're responsible for our health. So head over to Stay Healthy Health Food Store. Check out all the Kyolic Garlic products. 840 South Rancho Drive in the Rancho Town and Country Center. Northwest corner of Rancho and Charleston. Monday through Friday, 9 to 7. Saturdays, 9 to 6. Closed on Sunday. Do me a favor. Make sure to go to Facebook. Type in my name, Dr. Jeffrey Burke. Give me the like sign, the thumbs up, and let's stay in touch. I'll even answer your questions on the page. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Staying Healthy Radio Show. Remember to tune in Monday through Friday at 8 a.m. for the most up-to-date, relevant information on your health, the best guest in the industry, helping all of us to get healthy, stay healthy, and be healthy. For your convenience, podcasts of the shows are available at my website, drjeffreyburke.com. Click on the archive icon for on-demand podcast downloads. I look forward to talking with all of you again soon.